Good morning, radio friends. This is Austin Coleman for the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services began at $195 complete, and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company offering new policy service at a new low premium rate, bringing you another in a series of Sunday morning programs that have been designed for your listening pleasure. By this time each year, many of us have made our resolutions for the year. It is my hope that we resolve to give more of our services to mankind. It has been said by a great organization that the service to humanity is the best work of life. Let us do the best work we can in 1964. Our program this morning will feature the women of the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company who are working week after week to serve you. What He's Done for Me, being sung by the Sally Morton Singers. Our first selection this morning will be by Miss Mahalia Jackson, How Great Thou Art.
Oh, to thee.
The first lady we would like to pay tribute to this morning is Mrs. Lillian Brown. Mrs. Brown is a member of the Wesley Methodist Church and president of the Women's Society in that church. Mrs. Brown is director of debits at Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company and has some 15 years experience in the life insurance business. She has been with our company for over 5 years and has done a remarkable job. We salute Mrs. Brown for her fine achievements this morning, and we would like to dedicate our next selection to the pastor, the Reverend Rollins Winslow, and members of the Wesley Methodist Church. The Roberta Morton Singers, "He's Using Me."
When you hear me talking right,
when you hear me talking right,
when you see me living right,
when you see me living right,
when you see me giving right,
when you see me giving right,
don't worry, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
when you see me do my best,
when you see me stand my test,
when you see me stand my test,
when I've suffered all night long,
when I've suffered all night long,
giving up the right for wrong,
giving up the right
for wrong, don't worry, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, do his best will.
He's using my feet.
He's using my feet.
Behind the right heel.
He's using my eyes.
Behind his feet.
Some good and others.
Some good and others. Same as me.
He's using my tongue.
My tongue.
To bring sight to the blind.
He's using me.
In his heart all the time. Sing it out. My cross.
When you see me bear my
cross, when I gladly suffer long,
when I gladly suffer long,
when I walk the roughest road,
when I walk the roughest road,
trying to be some heavy load,
trying to be some heavy load.
Oh,
you're using me, you're just using me. going on. Oh, the light of day is gone.
Oh, the light of day is gone.
Trusting in my Jesus' name.
Trusting in my Jesus' name.
Glad for him to suffer shame.
Glad for him to suffer shame.
The next person we would like to honor this morning is Miss Maybelline Walker, the youngest lady on our staff at Valley Life and Casualty. Miss Walker is a 1960 graduate of the South Mountain High School and has completed 2 years at Phoenix College. Miss Walker has been with the company for over 6 months, and in that time she has done a remarkable job. She serves the Southeast Broadway area. She is a member of the Pentecostal Church where the Reverend Mrs. Ruby Mack is pastor. And at this time, we would like to dedicate a selection to the pastor and members of that church, Miss Mahalia Jackson, My God and I.
My God.
We would like to pay tribute at this time to Mrs. Flora Mae Smith, a mother of 8 young children. Mrs. Smith has been with the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company for a period of 6 months. She is doing a fine job in the Northeast Broadway District. She is a faithful member of the Union Baptist Church, where the Reverend Allison D. Reed is pastor. We would like to offer a selection to the pastor and members of that church. The Alex Bradford Singers, Do You Know Jesus?
You know him. This is Freddie Mae Regan. The newest lady on our Valley Life and Casualty staff has been with the company for just about 2 months. In that period, Mrs. Regan has led the company in production and won the annual Christmas contest. Mrs. Regan serves the outlying areas of Stanfield, Maricopa, Casa Grande, and Eloy. She is a member of the Pentecostal Church located at 18th Street and East Buchanan. The Reverend Bishop Loring is the pastor. We would like to dedicate our next selection to the pastor and members of Mrs. Regan's church and all of our listeners in Maricopa, Stanfield, Casa Grande, and Eloy. The original Five Blind Boys. Walk together, children.
Boy, let us get a chillin'. Don't walk together, chillin'. Boy, walk together, oh, gee. Boy, shout it, get a chillin'. Don't, oh, yes, sir, yeah. Yes, sir, gee.
Other women at the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company. They are our office personnel who serve you. In the coming weeks, we will feature our officers and office personnel. This morning, we wanted you to become acquainted with the very fine ladies who serve you as insurance agents with the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company. To all ladies listening, Mrs. Lillian Brown has asked me to extend to you the sincerest invitation to become a life insurance agent with a very fine organization, the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company. You may call Mrs. Brown for appointment at 254-5323. Please call 254-5323 and ask for Mrs. Lillian Brown. At this time, we want to allow a great man to speak to you briefly about another great man. Let us listen to our friend, Lincoln J. Ragsdale.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. The year of 1963 was perhaps the most important year of our history, and particularly the history of the Negro in Phoenix, Arizona. Because we have made more advancements in the last 12 months than we did in the last 12 years here, because you became interested in yourselves and you joined together in to help to kill old discrimination, to run old Jim Crow out of town. And you joined together to tell the handkerchief heads and those who were holding back the progress of our race that you were not interested anymore in them, because you are somebody and God cared about you and you cared about yourselves and you wanted to help change the situation, and you marched downtown against El Rey Cafe and you went down against Woolworth and other stores, and these stores in turn hired your boys and your girls, and my daughter and your daughter were able to get a job for the first time in the history of Phoenix. In the year of 1963, in angry demands and patient examples, we made some great significant advancements in the field of science, in the field of education, in the field of medicine. We have been able to exert our power and come forward because we had a great man as president, a man who recognized the importance of all of God's children, President Kennedy. And then we had another great man in our own race, Dr. Martin Luther King. And Time magazine recognized him as being the greatest man in America, regardless of his color. And in, despite the fact that a Negro was born in a small home in Birmingham, Alabama on January the 15th, 1929, just a few years ago, 35 years, this man had such a wonderful mind that he finished high school at the age of 15, and he graduated from college at the age of 19. And he went on to theological seminary and graduated from Boston University with a doctor of philosophy. And in 1955, he got involved in this great movement to free his people, the Black Moses and the modern Moses of our time. Dr. Martin Luther King has been stabbed in the chest because he was out there fighting for you. His home has been bombed three times when his wife and children were there. He's been physically attacked and has been put in jail 14 times because he wanted you to have your rights. And this Sunday morning, we're going to honor Dr. Martin Luther King because he's a man of the year, selected nationally above all other men in the United States, Dr. Martin Luther King. And he's going to give you a few words of encouragement. We want us to be the best of whatever we are, whether we are cleaning floors and sweeping up restrooms or driving a bus or doing anything, let us be. And he tells us to be the best of whatever we are. Let's listen to this special program by Dr. Martin Luther King.
As a prophet, this great leader in the struggle for human dignity reminds the American Negro of things to come in the future, new opportunities which defy them to sink into lethargy.
New opportunities have opened within the last few months, and this will be even greater all over the United States. Doors will be opening that have not been opened in the past to Negroes. And the great challenge that we face is to be ready to enter these doors when they open. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Ralph Waldo Emerson said in a lecture back in 1871 that if a man can write a better book, or preach a better sermon, or make a better mousetrap than his neighbor, even if he builds his house in the woods, the world will make a beaten path to his door. This will become increasingly true. Now it means that we're going to have to work hard. We're going to have to burn the midnight oil sometime. We're going to have to take advantage of new opportunities. But we must set out to do our life's work so well that nobody could do it better. We must set out to do a good job. And we must not seek merely to do a good Negro job. If you are setting out to be merely a good Negro doctor, or a good Negro lawyer, or a good Negro teacher, or a good Negro preacher, or a good Negro skilled laborer, or a good Negro barber, or a good Negro beautician, you have already flunked your matriculation exam for entrance into the University of Integration. We must get ready. We must set out to do a good job, and to do that job so well that the living, the dead, or the unborn couldn't do it better. As I've said so often, if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, go on out and sweep streets like Michelangelo carved marble. Sweep streets like Raphael painted pictures. Sweep streets like Beethoven composed music and like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. This is it. You can't be a pine on the top of the hill. Be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
Again, in behalf of the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life Insurance Company, we want to thank all of our many friends who sent in cards, letters, in reference to this emancipation program that we have brought to you for the last 12 months. We ask many of you who have written us to write us again and send us in special requests and continue to let us know that you like our program or tell us what you want us to do and to criticize us in order to help us. We are new at this field, but we have sincerely enjoyed it. And we ask you to send any correspondence you have to the Ragsdale Mortuary, 1100 East Jefferson Street. Leave it at the Valley Life Insurance Company at 1140 East Washington. We'd appreciate if you stopped in and visited with us. And come and look over your home office at the Valley Life Insurance Building. And we invite anyone to stop in and compare the services at the Ragsdale Mortuary with any other mortuary in this area. Come and compare the prices of our funeral services. And come and see what you'll get for your money. And come in and see the sympathetic and kind services that we try to offer to our many friends. And until next Sunday morning, in behalf of the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life Insurance Company, we want to urge you to tune in to us. In the meantime, visit the church of your choice today. And let us all keep working together and praying together, and someday we shall overcome.